I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today's show is brought to you by Fandor. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1 week trial. Just $4.99 a month for your all access pass. Playing now on Fandor is My Name is Jonah, a portrait documentary on the life and work of a man from Rochester, New York, one of the early stars of social media. Jonah is pure weird America.
And here we are with a very special guest. Her name is Leslie Scallon, and she is the co-founder of a film festival called Dances with Films. Leslie, your festival is happening right now. Can you tell us about your festival, the history? Are you guys actually meeting in person?
Oh, I'll make it really brief. Yes, we are meeting in person. We are at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood, the world famous Chinese Theater. We are going until September 13th or 12th. It is amazing. So many independent films. Our thoroughfare has always been about not having stars. It's really about breakthrough films that are really compelling about their story, about like who is there. It's not about who is there. It is about the people. And it is going on through the 12th at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, in Hollywood.
That's the center Excellent. Of the action. Yeah. Is networking happening now that you guys are meeting in person? Do filmmakers get to meet with the fans? Do our agents, are deals going down? Is all
you
that-
have no idea how amazing it's been. Yesterday, we did a party, actually, at the pool of the Hollywood Roosevelt, which is where the first actually happened. And so, yeah.
It's a nice pool. I've spent some time there.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interaction going. And yes, I'm getting a lot of requests for, you know, industry passes. People are scanning, looking, talking, and being together. And you know what? Safely. We are requiring masking. We are looking for vaccination cards. We are trying to do it as safe as it can be done right now with everything that's going on in what I now call the it world. I don't want to call it anything about a name, but it's about the it world, you know. But we are trying to do it as safely as it is possible to do.
So what are some films that stand out to you this year that you're excited about that you've seen come through your festival?
You know, it's really hard because I love all my babies. We love all of them. And I program mainly the shorts these days because there's just too many films for me to watch everything. But we have an amazing film, which is about a deaf actor who is trying to get jobs in Hollywood, called What? With a question mark.
Nice.
Beyond the Banyan Tree, which is also, it's an Asian related film about trying to make it as a writer. Not necessarily in Hollywood. We have our short series. I couldn't even begin to talk about all of the amazing films we have in our short series, but I mean, you just can't lose, on like seeing something. You really can't. It's great. And what I love about what a film festival to me should do is that it also needs to introduce you to the filmmakers, right? And the amazing thing is that with only a few exceptions, thanks to the it factor, We have almost all of the filmmakers attending. So after the film is shown, you can actually talk with the filmmakers. We're going to do a question and answer period. You can ask questions. They're going to come out into the lobby. You can talk to them about their film. And that's what makes the festival special for me.
Wow, that's great.
That's fantastic.
So are there any initiatives you guys are proud of? Like anything that you guys are kind of promoting that you want to mention?
You know what? For us, we have never been, we're kind of initiative free. We've always been about presenting great works. So an initiative we don't really do. However, every year it has gotten more bountiful, may I say it that way, sure, of like selecting amazing films that are about every initiative you want to say. I don't think there's an initiative that's not covered with us. You know, I mean, you know, we really do the gamut of all of it.
So you you and I had a little conversation last week as we were getting ready for this interview. And you said you had a real interesting story about Dave Navarro. I'd love for you to share that story with everyone.
Dave Navarro?
Yeah, you said something about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You said you were doing a Q&A.
That was our opening night documentary, actually. We've never had a documentary open the festival before. And it was amazing. So that was on Thursday night. We had our opening night party at the Hollywood Roosevelt, the world famous Hollywood, you know, Roosevelt. And then we walked over to the world famous Chinese Theater and then did this amazing documentary called The Art of Protest, which Dave Navarro is involved in. He's one of the financiers and activists in it, which talks about art as making change in the world. So when you talk about initiative in that last question, that is kind of what it was entirely saying about, was that with art, you could make change. And it was amazing. Dave was there. We had an amazing Q&A. I'm sure it's going to be up on the on, you know, all of the different channels and YouTube and all the rest anytime soon.
Well, great. Didn't you ask a controversial question and there was a hush that came over the audience?
Oh, how did you know that? Yes. I stem from a very I'm a Los Angeles transport, whatever. I've been here for a long time, but I live my first years in Oregon, and it is a very red state. And I just said, how do you talk to people who don't agree with you? And the whole audience kind of went, and they were fantastic in their answers. Okay. It was like, you talk. And that is the power of change. And that's the power of film. And that's the power of art, is that you talk.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
That's one thing Chris and I talk about all the time.
Absolutely, is that the power of dialogue is so substantial and real, and it does affect everybody. I think talks about getting locked into their own positions, but ultimately people can be, you know, fairly malleable. It's often hard to get there, but that discussion and dialogue is a critical part of it.
If you don't start the conversation, then nothing actually changes.
That's exactly right.
So
that's what the Art of Protest was about, or is about. It's what we premiered the festival with, because that is really, I mean, our theme for this year might be Let's Get Physical, because of the fact that we are back with
finally, right?
Well, this is one of the things Chris and I talk about all the time, which is he's often in rooms with people he doesn't agree with politically, but it's civil, it's great conversation, it's amazing dialogue, and everyone walks away smiling, shaking hands, and respecting one another.
It's important to try to do that wherever possible, but also to still, you know, maintain your own, you know, different positions if you do have different positions, and to try to explain them. So Leslie,
but also, may I add on to that, is that also what you just said, walk away and still have a handshake and be right. Like, it's cool, we're still friends.
Right.
You don't have to be enemies just because you have a different opinion about how things should be run.
That's right. So, I mean, it sounds like this is one great thing that's going to be coming out of this year's festival. What have been some prominent films that have come out of previous year's festivals?
We've had so many. I mean, not so much like the actual film titles, but the people. Like in year 2000, we had Bryan Cranston, who at that time was at Malcolm in the Middle at Fox, which nobody knew even what Fox was, the Fox Channel. But he had his first directorial film, which is which was Last Chance at our festival. And of course, this year we're doing what we call the first film series, which I'm really proud of. It's a project I've been working on so long, but it will be showing Trumbo, which he starred in. So we're going to be having Michael London, who is the producer on it, plus John McNamara, interviewing each other basically to show how you can go from step one to step Z. Do you know what I mean? There's 0, 1 through 10, then you go through A through Z about how you really, you know, you grow as a filmmaker. So we're doing that. And we're also showing on September 11th, Paul Greengrass. He's going to be coming to us live via satellite through London on September 11th. And we're talking with him. And then we will be showing United 93.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, listen, Fandor is a streaming site, and we highlight really extraordinary, groundbreaking films, independent movies, probably a lot of them. Films that have come through your film festival, Dances with Films. Tell us three films that you have loved. Three movies that really inspire you. Three movies that you would love to share with us.
Wait, three movies that are indie? Three movies, period?
Three movies that inspired you personally. They can be indies or whatever else.
Yeah. Okay, so when Michael Trent and I, we did a film, our own film, Indemnity, which always inspires us, but nobody's seen it except for like 100 people who were in the audience that time. But that's what inspired Dances with Films. So we have our film Indemnity. But we were inspired very much by the usual suspects with Kevin Spacey and all of those.
Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fabulous film. That's what we kind of modeled our film Indemnity about. So love The Usual Suspects. Love almost any Hal Hartley film, who hasn't gotten his due, has not gotten his like real acclaim as a filmmaker that I think he should. And then also I can never, whenever I'm like on the remote, anytime I hit Braveheart, I love Braveheart.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why. I just love Braveheart.
Freedom. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, her name is Leslie Scallon. Her film festival is Dances
with Films.
And everyone, if you're in LA, hopefully you can
pop on by.
It's Leslie's phone. It's all right.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
It's people who are exactly.
She's a busy lady.
Ringing off the hook.
Yeah, busy lady.
So danceswithfilms.com.
Okay, danceswithfilms.com.
What a way to end. All right, Leslie.
Thanks so much, Leslie.
Thanks, Leslie.
Right, thank you.
Today's show is brought to you by Fandor. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1-week trial. Playing now on Fandor is My Name is Jonah, a portrait documentary on the life and work of a man from Rochester, New York. One of the early stars of social media, Jonah is pure weird America.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.